From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth broadcast. And today, we want to continue and conclude our study on the eternal security of the Christian. And our key passage of Scripture has been John chapter 3, verses 14 through 18, where the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Simply spoken from that passage of Scripture, we see that once we've received Jesus Christ as Savior, we will not perish, but we will have eternal, everlasting life. Simply believe the Bible. If you are struggling with this matter of eternal security, simply believe the Word of God. Now, we've been defining eternal security as the work of God that guarantees that the gift of salvation, once received, is forever and cannot be lost. And again, I want to reiterate the fact that eternal security does not give anybody a license to sin. You need to understand that. The Bible does not teach that anybody has the license to sin. In fact, in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, the Word of God says, "These things write I unto you, that ye sin not." Sin will be the exception rather than the rule in the life of the true believer. But I've often also been emphasizing the fact that eternal security rests on the reality of what God actually does when he saves a person. And we've mentioned five things so far. That is, number one, he loves us to the uttermost. Number two, he keeps us in spite of everything. Number three, he will present us faultless before him. Number four, his Son lives eternally to make intercession for us. And number five, his Holy Spirit dwells in us and will never leave us. If you've not been able to be with us throughout the course of the week, I might encourage you to get the notes and the outlines of this particular series. And at the end of the broadcast today, our contact information will be given. Now, I've got three more points I want to give to you concerning eternal security, and we don't have much time, so let me just give them to you. And I would encourage you, once again, to get the notes and the outlines, to study it through on your own and study these principles through on your own so that you might have a better grip on what the reality of eternal security is. Number six in our overall study is this: God's Holy Spirit has sealed us unto the day of redemption. That's one of the reasons why we say we cannot lose our salvation, because God's Holy Spirit has sealed us unto the day of redemption. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 30, there's a simple statement where it says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." When is the day of redemption? It's the rapture, when we will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. Now, the moment we trusted Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit sealed us, put God's mark of approval upon us, and that seal cannot be broken. That seal simply means that God owns us and that he will own us forever and ever and ever. yesterday, I mentioned that the Spirit of God dwells in us and will never leave us, and thank God for that. But because of his indwelling in us, he has also sealed us unto the day of redemption. No one can break that seal. You can't break it. Satan can't break it. No one can break it. It is eternal. And so you see, since we are kept unto the day of redemption, which is the rapture, there is no way that we can lose our salvation before the rapture, as we are eternally secure in the Lord. Number 7 in our overall study, as we are talking about the fact that eternal security rests on the reality of what God actually does with us when we are saved, we will note that his word, that is the word of God, guarantees that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Let me say that again. God's word guarantees that nothing can or even be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Now, I brought this out the other day, but I do want to reiterate it for you again today. Beginning with verse 35 of Romans 8, and I only have time to read it, but I would encourage you to meditate upon it on your own. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, believe your Bible. Nothing. No person, no place, no thing can separate those of us who are truly saved from God's love. I mean, everything possible is listed there in verses 35 through 39, but there is nothing that can separate us from God's love and from our relationship with him through love once we've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. The final point I share with you as it relates to our eternal security and what God has done for us, and that is the fact that God has given us an inheritance that will never, ever fade away. God has given us an inheritance that will never, ever fade away. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. And again, I only have time basically to read it and make a comment or two, but I would encourage you to study it on your own. If you think that you can lose your salvation, listen to these verses. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Now, if that passage of Scripture doesn't make you shout, you need to get your shouter fixed. It's as simple as that. The fact of the matter is that every born-again believer, as a child of God, has an inheritance from God that is incorruptible. In other words, it cannot decay. It is undefiled, which simply means that there is nothing that can dilute it, and that it fades not away. That means it remains forever because it is reserved for us in heaven as we are kept by the power of God. You see, if we had to keep our own salvation, then we could lose it, because many things are stronger in this world than we are, including the devil himself. But we don't have to keep our salvation. It's God's power that keeps us. God's power keeps us to the point that right now we are ready to be revealed in the last time. That is, we're ready to go to heaven, and we are ready to see the reality of our eternal inheritance in heaven. Wow. What a God we have. And he has given us a tremendous salvation that is eternal. Let me repeat these 8 points I've shared with you this week as it relates to the fact that we have eternal security because of what God has done for us. He loves us to the uttermost, number one. Number two, he keeps us in spite of everything. Number three, he will present us faultless before him. Number four, his Son lives eternally to make intercession for us. Number five, his Holy Spirit dwells in us and will never leave us. Number six, his Holy Spirit has sealed us unto the day of redemption. Number seven, his word guarantees that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And then number eight, he has given us an inheritance that will never, ever fade away. Yes, eternal security is the work of God that guarantees that once the gift of salvation has been received, it is forever and cannot be lost. Simply based upon who God is, based upon the promises of God, the provision of God, and the power of God. And so if you think you can lose your salvation, if you're truly saved, you can't. And if you say that you've lost your salvation, well, the fact is you've never been saved. And so I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save you. He will give you eternal life and the eternal forgiveness of sins, and you'll have eternal security. To God be the glory. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. I encourage you now to go to church on Sunday and then join us again Monday for another study in the Word of God on the Living Truth broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, truly the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.